This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said on Sunday he was willing to meet a pro-Ukraine group as Russia partisans holding two Russian soldiers captive as he reported a renewed flare-up of fighting near the border. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Grainy aerial footage released on Sunday by a militant group of Russians fighting on behalf of Ukraine purports to show its members storming into a suburb of the Russian city of Belgorod. The Freedom of Russia Legion and another group, the Russian Volunteer Corps, have claimed they've conducted a number of cross-border raids into Russian territory from Ukraine. Last week, Moscow said two civilians were killed during fighting. In a video posted to the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said his fighters had captured two wounded Russian soldiers. The man offered to exchange them in a meeting with Belgorod's regional governor.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. An award-winning documentary on the invasion of the Ukrainian city of Mariupol is screened for the first time in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
20 Days in Mariupol made its premiere in Ukraine on Saturday, watched by some of the Ukrainian medics and first responders who were chronicled in the documentary about how Russian forces bombed and blasted their way into the southeastern port city last year. The AP's Mstislav Chernov, who directed the film, says he was deeply moved by viewers' reactions at the Kyiv screening.
It was so emotionally devastating for me to see tears of Ukrainians.
For some, the screening served as an unsettling flashback to their own brush with death in the city. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Follow us on the VOA.